Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, second segment, little NFL going on here. The one thing, Austin, for you NFL fans, there's two things. How much stock do you put into, for you Chiefs fans? I'm gonna tap into you guys though. How much stock do you put into the random picture of Patrick Mahomes where he looks like he's about 286 pounds? That last picture, it was not a very flattering picture.
He's already addressed that. He addressed it last offseason.
He did not. Yeah, he got the dad. But you know what? That arm is for real. So it don't matter what you look like, Patrick Mahomes.
He's just more of a pocket guy now.
Yeah. But he can pick him up and put him down, man. As long as you don't look like Harrison Beck, you all good. You ever seen him on the internet?
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't look like that. But he's got an arm too. But more importantly, Terry Bradshaw went in on Aaron Rodgers. He said he could stay out in California and eat bark. And he says that the reason why he's upset is because the Steelers have not handled their quarterback position like good at all since Roethlisberger's retired. You drafted Pickett, and he was true. He was right on point. He's like they couldn't run the ball. They didn't have an offensive line that could protect him, and he had no weapons. And then you shipped him off like he was the problem. Mm-hmm. And they still haven't addressed it. And now you're sitting up here holding your whole franchise up for Aaron Rodgers that essentially is going to be, you're going to be in the same situation with him next year. Because he ain't going to commit to coming back after next year unless you win a Super Bowl. So yeah. Now you've bypassed different quarterbacks in the draft, no matter if it was you trying to get Jackson Dart or if you trying to get a couple of the other ones that were drafted after Jackson Dart. Or you could have drafted or traded up, or you could have picked Shedeur Sanders as a potential replacement.
You said that.
And all you have is Mason Rudolph, who you let go in you know, the year prior. And you weren't sold on him either. Mm-hmm. So now you have a make or break year for Mike Tomlin. You got a pretty big career or a big year for his coaching career at Pittsburgh. Now, granted, if Mike Tomlin somehow got fired, he'd be picked up by the time he got in his car, right? Or if he wanted to.
Would he take the gap year like Vrabel? I think that'd be a very similar thing. Like, yeah, he came to a lot of success, didn't achieve at the highest level.
I think he would chill, revamp his game. He's like Vrabel, be excellent on TV. And then, you know what? He might like it too much in the booth and not go back. but I think that, yeah, I think he would, unless it was a perfect situation, unless it was like, him and Todd Bowles are tight, but say Tampa. I know he really loved his time in Tampa or the Minnesota job. I know he loved it up there. Woo. Or like somehow the Commanders job because he's from the Virginia area.
Yeah.
That he would take it right away. Otherwise, not. But I'm just saying, if I was a head coach, now they might know Aaron Rodgers is already committed. I don't like it because you ain't been here. Now you got June minicamp coming up, which is generally mandatory, like mandatory. Mm-hmm. If he ain't there, then Pittsburgh, you can forget it. You ain't beating Cleveland this year.
This Cleveland.
That's in flux with 85 quarterbacks in their quarterback room. Joe Flacco said he wants to be the leader in the house. It's an ultimate fumble by a blue blood storied franchise not to have a quarterback that's viable already locked and loaded on their team. And I know Pittsburgh's a small market, so you're not going to get a lot of stuff coming out of there, like, you know, coming on. But everybody on the team must be. I would be worried sick if I was Cam Hayward.
If I'm DK Metcalf.
Yeah,
who's throwing me the ball?
But DK just got piss eight, so he's fine. But Cam Hayward, who's probably has, he's year to year, if that.
TJ Watt doesn't have the extension yet.
Doesn't have an extension yet. I'd be thinking like, man, what the heck is going on? Because we got to win this year. We don't have time. You already said that we're not going to go with the development route with the quarterback. So then you're going to have to think it's either we have our eyes on Aaron Rodgers or we feel that we're just holding our cards close to the vest and we're getting Kirk Cousins because he skipped the first day of minicamp.
Yeah.
That's the only – there is. Here's the thing is there's no other options. Now here's where I think the problem is. Pittsburgh is thinking we have two options. Okay. Rodgers, potentially, it seems like it. Or trade for Kirk Cousins. Here's where you run into trouble. If I know it in Lincoln, the Falcons know it, and Aaron Rodgers' agent know it. So now you're going to pay 15 to 20% more. Now, then, if you get in the middle of the season, you go through a lull like everybody does, and you're like, really, was it worth it? When in the longer you wait, the pain becomes more deafening.
If it's inevitable, make it immediate.
Make it immediate. Why sit around and play games? Like, you could have signed Aaron Rodgers when he went there on a visit. He's all right, man. Look, he's got some stuff he's got to clean up. This is our quarterback. We'll see you in July.
Yeah.
If you want Kirk Cousins, if you wanted Kirk Cousins as an option when Aaron Rodgers was visiting and you didn't feel that you felt like he had the stuff to get in his kind of 50-50.
Kirk is walking in the facility as Aaron's walking out.
You could have got Kirk Cousins on the next flight.
Mm-hmm.
But now, here you are essentially in June, and you ain't got a quarterback. Don't try to say Mason Rudolph is the answer.
No. If he's the answer, it would have been the answer by now, more than likely.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, it's...
My thing, though, is Terry Bradshaw.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Right, like does he know something? Does he not know something? And how much weight does his opinion carry? You know, I'm not anti Terry Bradshaw by any means, but I'm not exactly looking up to him as the emblem of this is what an NFL insider looks like. Clearly, no. He's a legend inside that organization for the Super Bowls. And, you know, his voice should carry some weight and certainly be respected. But if you're the Steelers, you know, does he know your plans? How much of your plans does he know? Is he at arm's length and he's in your building every so often? You bring him back for alumni weekends and talks or something. I just don't know how much stock to put into these Terry Bradshaw comments, because I'm with him in that Aaron Rodgers doesn't strike me as a Steelers type of player, but I would also be lying if I said I believe Pittsburgh actually takes Terry Bradshaw's opinion into account.
Well, I know Mike Tomlin doesn't, because Terry Bradshaw said he was a horrible coach and all he could do was motivate.
Right.
So I doubt Mike Tomlin's like, hey, did you hear what Terry said? He's like, man, well, he actually probably is. You hear what this idiot is saying now? I think they're aware of it. They're listening, but I also don't think that they're putting a ton of weight on it. But also, for every bad message, you have to see if there's some sort of factual, you know, facts, or there's something that's true in there. It's just like, I remember listening to your boy Jay Billis was talking about criticism he gets when people probably say, oh, you weren't very good on TV or, you know, your analysis. He's like, listen, I'll listen. He's like, I'll listen to everything. And if some of it's true, then I'll, you know, take it and address it. Pittsburgh right now is in serious trouble. They've made probably the best moves this offseason that they could have done, right? Where you think about, okay, you get rid of the knucklehead Pickens. You bring in Metcalf. You got your tight end coming back. You decide on the running back. You draft the running back in the second round.
Arthur Smith.
Then you got the big D lineman as Cam Hayward 2.0. You got depth because you got Benton from the year before. You can rub your pennies together and pay TJ Watt, right? The best player in the league, defensive player. You will pay him eventually. Okay. He will force you to play him. But the one thing that should always come before all those things I said is have a state starting quarterback. Now, I do think they had a tremendous draft and value in drafting Will Howard. I think he's better than a fifth round draft choice or sixth round or wherever he went. I think they got Caleb Johnson good. But Will Howard isn't ready to start right now. He's ready to start.
Which is too bad because he probably needs to be as an older prospect.
He does. Well, I think he would be fine, but I just think he needs another year. Because you got to think the offense that he ran at Kansas State isn't close to, I'm assuming, what he's going to run in.
Or at Ohio State.
Or at Ohio State. Yeah. That was his first year. Mm-hmm. But I think he's sneaky athletic. I think he kind of fits Pittsburgh's personality, kind of mm-hmm. overlooked and all that. I just think he needs another year. Maybe even two, right? You got Skylar Thompson as well, right?
Ask Jake Sorensen how that's worked out.
Jake was all about him until he started playing back.
Until.
But if you decided to get Kirk Cousins, and he's probably got two good years left in him, that's where Will Howard comes in. Now you're stunting the team's immediate production without a quarterback this year, as it sits right now. And you're also stunting Will Howard's future possibility of being that quarterback, a Brock Purdy, a Tom Brady, drafted late, developed, sat, and now he's our franchise. You essentially punch yourself in the face from both sides with both hands and wonder why you have two black eyes. And I know Aaron Rodgers, according to what he said, he's got some stuff he's got to take care of, and I'm always respectful of that. But I also know this. You cannot think that you can take a whole offseason. We've seen this before. You've seen it the last couple of years in Green Bay. We've seen it in New York, mm-hmm. right? They wanted you to commit to being there. You didn't. That's the real reason they wasn't as bad. They didn't trust him to be mm-hmm. there. You cannot think that you can take this much time off and have timing with this type of NFL training camp structure. A lot of time off. Not. I don't think little to if any two-a-days. Not very physical. You're mm-hmm. kind of using preseason games as practice because you practice and play. So it's totally different. So your ramp-up time is longer now.
Well, and you're behind.
And
you're not in the building, not on the same timeline right. as everyone else. And on the one hand, absolutely it's on Aaron Rodgers, right? Player accountability, it's on him. If he wants to be viewed as that quarterback, he's got to be up to that standard. But on the other hand, it's also on the organizations for allowing him to get away with it. Not setting if you haven't signed a contract by this date, we're out. Yeah. They continue to play the game that it seems like Aaron Rodgers wants to play. And to be honest, you have to play some of that game. Play the politics, right?
With a player
of his caliber, his stature. Yeah. You can play that game a little bit. You can do a little footsie. But come on. At some point, have some respect as an organization and for the players that are on the team.
Sometimes you got to be willing to walk away from hard situations that even though you know you don't want to. There's always a saying is, please don't make me do something I don't want to do. But I also think that they are negotiating with the revisionist history of Aaron Rodgers of 2015 or 20 yeah. or whenever he won his 21. Last MVP. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's no different than sometimes like when you have a player that was really good early in their career and it's their senior year, like, man, he was a freshman All-American. Well, he's a senior scrub. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll see what happens. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we're going to see what type of prayer we need to do for the Timberwolves down there in Oklahoma City. Who on the Timberwolves needs to step up besides Ant-Man? Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, quick break. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Norman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.